Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Prepare the Way. This past summer, my wife and I visited our hometown in northern Ohio. We spent the better part of one day walking through a cemetery where my parents and my wife's parents are buried. In fact, because we grew up in this small town, we recognized many of the family names on the headstones. That day, we were on a mission. That was the day we were going to choose our final resting spot. It's never too early to prepare for this eventuality. Death can sneak up like a thief in the night. Please listen to more. This past Sunday was the third Sunday in Advent, and Mark's gospel message was about John the Baptist. John's message to the people was to prepare the way for the Lord and make straight their paths. This is a timeless message. We all need to be ready for the day when we will meet our Lord face to face. Speaking on preparing, Jesus is even doing some preparing on our behalf. Look what Jesus told us in John 14, verse 3. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be." People who are ill and battling a serious disease seem to think about and prepare for death. People who are younger and healthier seem to naturally postpone their preparedness. I can personally attest that my wife and I talk much more about death since I was diagnosed with MS than we did before. I guess you could say that I have spent the majority of my life discussing preparedness for dying with others. I have spent nearly 40 years in the life insurance business. Professionally speaking, I can tell you that most people prefer to avoid discussing and/or planning for the inevitability of death. Planning for my own death takes on a completely different dimension than helping others plan for theirs. It is important to do all of the tangible planning surrounding death, like deciding if you prefer to be buried or cremated, deciding where you want to be buried, deciding how much life insurance is adequate to protect the loved ones who you will leave behind, pre-planning your funeral, and leaving some final written thoughts for your family. But as important as these things are, being spiritually prepared is far more important. If being prepared both physically and spiritually is so important, why is it so often neglected or delayed until it's too late? The Bible tells us if we knew when the thief was going to break in, we would all be ready for him. This verse in Matthew 24, verse 43 is specifically referring to the final days in the second coming of Jesus. Even so, the message is sound advice to all of us as it pertains to preparing for our own death. The day and the hour of our death are unknown to us, but it is not unknown to God. Every day we live, death gets closer. It is easy to lull ourselves into assuming that we will statistically last into our mid-80s or 90s, but we must acknowledge that even our very next breath is not assured. How prepared are you right this minute? Do you have your final plans in order? Where are you spiritually right at this moment? Are there some issues that you need to get right with God? Advent is a great time to prepare. The reality is the homeowner doesn't know when the thief will attempt to break in, so he must be always prepared. Likewise, we don't know when death will show up, so we must be prepared. 2 weeks ago, I suggested praying during Advent for virtues so that we could plan to live a more Christ-like life. Today, I'm suggesting that this is also a good time to evaluate where we stand with God. On that first Christmas, Jesus was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and by his life, death, and resurrection, he made possible our eternal salvation. As we approach this Christmas, let's ask ourselves if we are properly heeding the words and teachings of our Savior. This past Wednesday, a dear friend of mine named Ken passed away at age 84. Ken was a devout disciple of Jesus and gave much of his life to others through Curcio and the Kairos Prison Ministry. My wife and I visited with Ken and his family in the days and hours leading up to his death, both at the hospital and at hospice. Ken expressed his readiness to be with his Heavenly Father. Ken was prepared. Are we ready? If changes are needed, don't delay. Put your plans in place today. Now, would you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, your Son Jesus conquered death so that we could all spend eternity in heaven with you. Strengthen and inspire my resolve to get my personal and spiritual affairs in order so that I might be prepared when you call me home. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.